The National Association of Negro Musicians, NAM, is heading to New Orleans for its 98th annual convention entitled Celebrating Our Rebirth. The historic organization is a leading advocate for composers and performers of color in the genres of classical and, more recently, jazz. Xavier University artist-in-residence, pianist, and event spokesman Wilfred Delphin joins us. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
This is a big milestone for this pioneering group. What are your thoughts as it continues to be an advocate for African-American cultural contributions?
Oh, I think it's a great organization, and its mission is really very, very much on point at this time. NAM, that's how we refer to it. NAM was founded in 1919. It was part of that whole Harlem Renaissance enthusiasm or great desire to focus on the contributions of African Americans in all of the arts. So it has been around for all of those years, being a principal advocate for classical musicians. And it went through a period of time, I suppose, coinciding with integration, when artists were finding more and more venues for exposure and performance. It never disbanded, but it went through a lull. Now, for the past, I would say 8 or 10 years, the organization is finding that it really does still have a very, very important role to play in helping young composers, young performing artists, classical singers, just all genres, in helping them find a platform for advancing their careers. All of the greats that we know now, Marian Anderson was one of the first of the NAM artists. And over the years, with composers, NAM has been very good about commissioning new works.
Mm-hmm. Are you performing this year?
Yes, I'm not one of the featured artists, but I will be playing with several singers, playing piano. This year, the convention's focus is on string players. And it opens actually with a competition of string players from all over the country.
The organization is celebrating a rebirth this year. How so?
Yeah, it's calling much more attention to itself. The rebirth is actually, I think, a very long prelude to the celebration of its 100th anniversary in a couple of years in Chicago, which is where its first convention was held. And then we here locally like the idea of calling it a rebirth because there is a very fine local organization called the B-Sharp Music Club of Louisiana. And actually, B-Sharp is 2 years older than NAM. But B-Sharp, like NAM, went through a period of relative inactivity. And then as a result of Katrina, it really had a setback. Well, there's a group of us now, and we're being led by Robert Perry. His mother, Lillian Dunn Perry, was really the driving force for B-Sharp for many, many years. So now we are working very hard to bring B-Sharp back to the prominence that it once had in the arts community.
So let's talk more about this year's convention. Who is going to be performing?
Well, the convention opens on July 16th. Well, July 16th through the 20th. During those days, all day, there will be workshops of one sort or another. Dr. Michael White is going to do a workshop. Robert Sims is going to do master classes. Giovanna Joseph is going to do a workshop for opera creole. So there are all of those things that happen throughout the day. We have several marquee events. The first will be on July 17th. Ellis Marsalis is going to do a program for us. And on that program, there will be a very fine young violinist named Tammy Hughes. Then on the 18th, we have New Orleans Night. Dwight Franklin is performing. Silk and Satin is doing jazz. Dwight Franklin is a very fine gospel player. We'll have operatic excerpts from an opera written for us over at Xavier called Freedom Ride. Ronald Joseph, who just did a very good performance of the Gershwin Rhapsody in Blue with the LPO, is going to do some solo pieces for us. So it's really quite a fine event. The next night, the 19th, there's a big awards banquet. There are awards in education being given to Patricia Salyer-Seals and Dr. Malcolm Breeder. there is a Vanguard Award that's being given to Joseph Joubert. Joseph is from New York, but he's had great success with really outstanding shows. His latest was Motown that was playing on Broadway. But then the three more tenors, that was something that Joseph was quite involved with and toured with for some time. The Lifetime Achievement Award is being given to Roger Dickerson, and Roger is very well known here in New Orleans as a composer and as a jazz pianist. He and Ellis Marsalis, I love to hear them talk about their time growing up together and sharing concerts together. As a teacher, he's taught so many, Terrence Blanchard being the name that pops to my mind. And of course, Roger was nominated for a Pulitzer Prize. There could not be a more appropriate recipient for this convention's Lifetime Achievement Award.
What is your hope for the organization's future?
Well, I hope it will continue doing what it's doing and continue doing it on maybe an even grander scale. We, as artists of color, we still do need to have the proper venues for presenting ourselves. NAMM on a national level and B-Sharp on a more local level.
Xavier University artist in residence, pianist, and event spokesman, Wilfred Delphin, thanks for stopping by.
Oh, thank you, Diane.
The National Association of Negro Musicians kicks off its 98th annual convention July 16th through 20th at the Marriott Hotel, 555 Canal Street. For a schedule of events, check the website nanm.org.